please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hello everyone, this is Gonzo OG. Just making a video about women crime and punishment. Well, let's go. I hope you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. How do you guys like my new voice?
Damn, is that GDR?
Does my new voice make you horny?
Yeah, it looks clean.
Well, it
ass.
Shouldn't, because I'm a man and stop being weird.
You're running
just
off?
Saying. Yeah, I'm sure. Here, pointing out the delinquency of women and joy. Look and check out Oprah.
Oh,
it's okay
fuck?
To her to go this weirdo's island and bang all the kids that she kidnapped and getting her perverted rocks off. Allegedly, of course. But this video is not about this freak. This concerns another weirdo female. Let me bring up that one, ha ha ha. If you think Florida is a freak show, you never been to New Mexico before, enjoy. In my opinion, the state of New Mexico should get nuked, just saying. This dirtbag crapped out a baby and dumped it in a crapper. Mother of the year indeed. That sucks. Your mom turned you into a Smurf and sent you on your mystical journey, fun times indeed. A 38-year-old woman in New Mexico, allegedly giving birth. How can you allegedly give birth, either you did or didn't, I hate word magic, to a baby girl in a portable toilet before tossing the newborn into the waste tank, leaving her drown? Damn women and accountability just don't mix. Sonia Cristal Jimenez is currently facing one first-degree felony count of intentional child abuse, resulting in death, authorities announced.
I don't hate
women are cold-hearted, and you think you can have a great life with one. Good luck, pal, according to a news release from the Las Cruces Police Department. At about 10:30 p.m. on Sunday, I have to say is New Mexico sucks balls, just saying. A local hospital notified police, you get ratted out good, that Jimenez's boyfriend had brought her to the hospital, and it was apparent she had just given birth to a baby. However, neither Jimenez nor the adult male who accompanied her to the hospital had a child with them. Oh, SpaghettiOs. Police spoke to the boyfriend, who told them that he and Jimenez had just been at Fern Lake and that Jimenez has spent a lot of time in the portable toilets. She has to take a mean dump, according to a report from the Las Cruces Sunday. These people are stupid, you know, and lies actually the same. Word just one's in English, one in Spanish. But I know Las Cruces Sunday is a fag news publication over there. Like I said, screw New Mexico. The lake is about 220 miles south of Albuquerque. Just like Bugs Bunny, you should have turned left on Albuquerque.
Oh, fuck this fucking AI bullshit. Yeah, that thing was really annoying. First it was cool, but then I started using it and I was like, eh. It feels like wearing a condom during sex. In case you didn't know, I like to raw dog it. So fuck that AI shit. Let's continue with my sexy voice, right? Anyways, let's continue. Officers responded to the area off Burn Lake Road where the couple have been and discovered the newborn's body. Wow. Yeah, this is really fucked up. I'm telling you, man. Fuck New Mexico and fuck all those people. Those people are some backwater fucks. I know that because I was there for a while, so I know how those people are. And that place fucking sucks balls. That's just my opinion. And personally, this place could go eat shit and die. But whatever, let's continue. In the holding tank of a portable toilet, the department said, firefighters with the Las Cruces Fire Department reached the scene a short while later and rediscovered the lifeless baby from the toilet's holding tank. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Gee, if this baby was found inside that thing, why didn't those people pull it out of the fucking thing? I would've. Oh yeah, it's a baby, come on. You see something in there, I just was like, no. What the fuck, these people didn't pull it out? That's just stupid. Like I said, New Mexico is a stupid fucking place full of stupid people. That's my opinion, but whatever. Let's continue. Investigators said the evidence indicated that Jimenez gave birth to a live baby. Yep, was alive. Cut the umbilical cord. With what, did she just fucking chew it off like a fucking filthy animal that she is? Maybe, who knows. And placed the child in the holding tank where she drowned. Yeah, you get drowned in the fucking blue fucking water of death. What a great fucking mom. But women fucking suck at their fucking female instincts. They're not fucking females. They act fucking, they don't act sweet. They act more like men. And they do some sick psychotic bullshit. So you think you can make these into wives and mothers? Oh man, who's delusion to me or you? Anyways, let's continue. An autopsy conducted Monday at the New Mexico Medical Investigator's Office in Albuquerque revealed that the baby was alive when she was dropped in the portable toilet. The release states, yeah, it was alive, but the mom, being stupid, fucking put it in there and thought nothing bad would happen. Fucking cognitive dissonance, right? Anyways, let's continue. The autopsy showed, man, this baby shouldn't have been dead, but that guy shouldn't have fucked this crazy ass whore, but it is what it is, right? You can't change the fact after you've done it. Anyways, like I say, you can't suck a dick and unsuck a dick after. Anyways, let's continue. That she breathed and swallowed the blue chemical liquid commonly used in portable restroom sanitation. At least he died clean, I guess. The blue chemical was found in the baby's trachea, lungs, and stomach, confirming that she breathed and swallowed the liquid while alive. Fuck, man. This is just fucked up. What a piece of shit fucking human being she is. Hopefully they give her the death penalty, but that's just wishful thinking, right? Anyways, let's continue. Police said they believe Jimenez's boyfriend, whose name has not been publicly released. Well, good thing is he'd do anything. Usually, if he would have done, even fucking farted, they would have plastered his name all over the fucking place, right? Because New Mexico is a piece of shit place like that. So fuck that place. Just was not aware that Jimenez had given birth at the lake. Yeah, what a fucking bitch. You stupid. But anyways, they do not anticipate charging him in connection with the baby's death. Yeah, he was just the fucking unwitting moron that took her there. He didn't know the bitch was gonna plop out a baby. Well, if he's seen the picture of her, she's a fat, nasty bitch. Yeah, let me go bring you another picture and you get to look at her. Yeah, look at this nasty ass fucking creature. Fucking gross. If you look at her fucking face, can you tell? She's not full wetback. She's mixed with fucking Indian. Not the fucking ones with the red dots, but the ones that go, yeah, the fucking redskin savages. Yeah, she's related to, I'm guessing, fucking the Navajo, Diné. That's what they have a lot over there. Yeah, this fucking bitch is disgusting. Look at her, how fat she is, so you can't tell that she's pregnant. And she's 38, so it's a miracle that she could have a baby at that age. So yeah, this is some bullshit. Look at this ugly ass creature. Yeah, and the state of New Mexico is a weird fucking place. I really, really dislike that place. I hope that place goes away, but hopefully when Civil War stuff happens, this place gets to get destroyed. I really do. Fuck those people. That's just my opinion, but whatever. Let's continue. An arrest warrant was issued for Jimenez, who was taken into custody Wednesday morning and transported to the Doña Ana County Detention Center for processing. Yeah, well, she processed her into some sausage or some shit. But who the hell wants to eat that gross crap? I don't know. Someone fucked her, right? She is currently being held without bond. It was not immediately clear when she was scheduled to appear in court. Well, depends. Knowing fucking New Mexico, they're probably gonna keep her there for like a couple of months. And then when they decided to pull her out, that's when they're gonna start doing this shit. But yeah, that is so fucked up. How the fuck can you fathom killing your own child? It came out of your own fucking body. Yeah, that is the motherly fucking instinct, isn't it? Yeah, killer instinct. Finish him. Fucking bullshit. Yeah, friends, do you want to fuck women? This is what happens. If you can't control them, you stay away from them. Yeah, because women are fucking insane. Yes, they need to be under your thumb and watching every facet of their life because they're insane. But yeah, that's what happens when you don't fucking smack women. Women don't deserve rights. They shouldn't vote. Hell, they shouldn't work. The most education they should get is like 6th grade at the most. Yeah, I'm being a real fucking masculine man here because women don't deserve fucking cash and prizes. So stop doing these things. It's just food for thought, my friend. Let's go do some better things than this, right? Hopefully the next iteration of society does better, but knowing us, we probably nuke each other and Fermi paradox solved. But it is what it is. I'll talk to you guys later because I got shit to do and it won't get done by itself. So goodbye, friends.
Came all the way to India to meet the Jews of India!
And I found something I never expected. Jews that have been here for thousands of years.
We are the Jews of India!
Jews have been persecuted for thousands of years, but India is one of the only places in the world where Jews have never been persecuted.
Welcome to
India!
Shalom.
Salam alaikum, world. He's Jewish, I think.
Jewish?
Muslim, alhamdulillah.
And where are we?
Here we are in Jewtown.
In Jewtown.
And in India, I met Bene Israel Jews that were shipwrecked here 2,000 years ago. Baghdadi Jews that fled Iraq. And Kochi Jews that came around the time of Jesus.
Our ancestors were shipwrecked along the coastline.
We are part of one of the lost tribe of Israel.
And I'm a Bene Israel.
Then there are the Baghdadi Jews, families who escaped persecution in Iraq and rebuilt their lives in cities like Mumbai.
They built one of the most important maritime hubs. It is still active today.
And in the south of India, the Kochi Jews have been here since before Jesus. They came to India during the ancient spice trade.
Hi, my name is Leah. I'm a Cochini Jew, and I'm a part of the oldest Jewish community in the world.
They built synagogues and even a town.
Welcome to Jewtown!
In Jewtown, everything is Jewish. The lamppost is Jewish.
What struck me most is that every single Jewish person I met in India told me the same thing.
I have never experienced anti-Semitism in my life.
I don't think I've ever in my life faced any form of anti-Semitism.
All our non-Jewish friends, they never made us feel different.
The Jews of India came at different times in history. They became proud Indians and proud Jews.
We all stay together, we blend with them, we dance, we are as one family. If you have never met an Indian Jew like me, please come to our house, I'll explain you everything.
Jews are not one story, not one place, not one look. I've gone to 12 countries around the world for my Jews Around the World series. But in India, I saw something different. A place where Jews from all over the world found peace in a land where they have always been welcomed.